And here we go, Snakes, Rats, and Goats, talking about Survivor Season 32, Episode 3. This is your host, Ryan Elder, and with me, as always, is...
Scott Chernoff.
God, that was...
I was just like thinking that had to be your best intro ever.
It was
so
amazing.
It was perfect. It was slick. You were totally on and high energy.
I love it. I love it.
And what does it say about me that my instinct was, how can I destroy this? How can I make this moment not
Scott,
work?
My energy's up because we have an amazing guest. I'm super excited. He's a friend of the show and a real life friend of yours and mine.
Yes, and I think of America.
He's the co-creator of Rick and Morty on Adult Swim. He's the voice of Rick and Morty. It's Justin Roiland.
Hey, man. I'm really excited.
You get paid for both Rick and Morty, right?
Well, you only get paid for... You get paid for to do two voices.
What? Oh,
yeah, so they get me for the price of one.
You should be really unhappy.
I'm livid. Every day I won't stop complaining and shouting about it.
The greatest, I'd say the greatest show on television right now. I'm going to go with that. Other than Survivor is Rick and Morty.
The greatest show of our time.
Of our time.
It's up there.
Plural.
It's
up there. All of our
times. Do you think it's good enough to hold strong against the sands of time? Like, you know, like 300 years from now, you think people will still give a shit about it.
Look,
depends if there's still people.
When mankind, you know, spreads itself through space, Rick and Morty will be on the DVD that they bring along.
I mean, we know for sure Survivor will.
Of course.
I mean, that's a guarantee.
Well, speaking of, we had a question from one of our listeners a while back. Justin, I'm curious what your opinion is. Which Rick and Morty character do you think would play Survivor the best?
Oh, I mean, obviously Rick would, right?
He'd be brilliant at it.
Yeah, I feel like he would win. I mean, he would just game it, you know. He'd figure out where all the little idols are right away. That'd be the first thing he'd do.
He would figure out everybody's weakness.
Yeah, he would psychologically break everybody one by one, and
yeah.
I mean, it'd be too easy. In fact, it'd be so easy that he probably wouldn't even want to do it, because it'd just be like, who gives a shit? This is fucking boring.
Right. It would. He does want to invest 39 days.
He would end up breaking not just the other contestants, but the whole crew.
Jeff would be in tears.
And Mark Burnett and the fucking whole post-production facility that edits it and the network that airs it, CBS. I mean, it would just all fall apart.
Morty might do pretty well, too, just in a sort of savanting his way through it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch the show enough to know if nice people are rewarded. Well, yeah. I feel like
I wouldn't say rewarded, but there have been a few nice people.
Sometimes they're punished. So speaking of which, Justin, how many episodes of Survivor have you seen?
I know you were on our show in our first season, right?
And he correctly predicted the winner on episode 6. So
wow. Yeah. What was her
Did
name?
You know
again?
That.
What was her name? It was a he.
Her name was Mike.
What was his name again?
Her name was
Mike.
I believe we focused a lot on his gigantic back tattoo.
Got it. The Christian proverb or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've seen that episode and then this one.
All right. That's great.
That's my of my knowledge of the show.
All right. Well,
a lot of colorful characters this season.
Yeah, it's a good cast. It's a good cast.
A very interesting little group that they've thrown together with the brains, bronze, and what is the third one?
The beauties. Yeah. Beauties.
Well, I mean, arguably. I mean, I don't know. There were a couple of lemons in that group. I'm not sure.
Eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, that's the thing this season is there's at least one person on every tribe that does not seem to fit in.
Yeah.
You know.
With their title.
So what do you think of the idea of this brains, brawn, beauty?
I mean, you know, whatever works for you on season 37, I guess, go for it. I mean, I jumping in a few episodes deep, I was sort of just under the assumption that maybe some people had to switch sides or something. But if that's not the case, then
Nope.
No, that hasn't happened yet. That often happens, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. So then the beauty tribe. I'm a little lost as to what exactly you talked about.
I'm curious who you think doesn't belong in the beauty tribe.
Well, I mean, my favorite character doesn't belong. The Asian man.
Yeah. He's amazing. Is he not amazing?
Gandhi. Yeah.
I think the idea is that he's a beautiful person.
Oh, I see.
But it does sort of betray the, and not that he's not he's not ugly or anything, but it does sort of betray the concept, which is just going by people's stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not stereotypically beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
Although J.D. Risnar called him the most beautiful being on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very beautiful being. So I guess that would work then, I suppose. But I mean, but then there's a bit of a conflict because the sort of like, you know, 5 o'clock shadow, tall, you know, brawny, muscular dude. I don't know what the fuck his name with the dark
Nick,
hair.
The guy who was kind of a dick about the chicken.
Yeah, he's not, I mean, if we're talking about internal beauty, you know, let's get consistent because he's not very beautiful internally, but externally.
That's a very good point.
I think you're right. So there is no consistency.
I mean, you know, it's like if you're going to go for it, it sounds to me like we need a fourth tribe, which is, you know, the internally beautiful and then you keep your externally beautiful.
Braids, brawn, beauty, and internal beauty.
Okay. Yeah, and then the, you know, Thai, is that his name? Thai?
Yep, Thai. Yes.
Thai food? Yeah, Thai Trang. Could go, yeah, Thai Trang. He's a character, that guy.
He's great. Let's talk about Thai.
But I was going to say, I think that, like, because they have the cast, supposedly, and then they decide to divide them up by brains, brawn, beauty. So I think that then they've got Thai, and they're like, what tribe do we put him on?
Yeah.
We want him on the show for sure.
He's too
not
dumb.
He's not brawn. He is a little bit a little too dumb.
He's not brainy. He's not dumb, but he's not brainy. Yeah.
He's not brainy, but he looks stereotypically looks brainy, but he's not brainy.
Yeah.
So I think they concocted a rationale. They're like, well, he's beautiful. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I mean, you just don't see him, you know, in like the Gap modeling.
I wish we did, though.
I saw him everywhere. So let's talk about Thai, because one of the first things we see in this episode is him finally getting that idol that he's been sort of looking for the last three episodes. One of my takeaways from that scene was how he, like, basically makes out with the tree after he gets the key.
Yeah.
Hashtag stolen kisses, huh?
He's an emotional guy.
He loved that tree so much because it provided him that idol, you know?
Yeah.
What do these idols do again?
So the hidden immunity idol gives you immunity after the votes have been cast, but before they're read, right? Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you could say, hey, I've got one of these, and then if you play it, any votes for you won't count that night.
Okay, and then if you get the second half, then...
Right,
then
that's a new twist. Yeah,
you're able to do it after they voted you out. You can go, up. Oh, I don't think so.
Right, so then you're not taking a risk, because you could play it before the votes are read, and it turns out there's no votes for you, and you've wasted it.
So here's a question. Does that mean there's another hidden immunity idol somewhere in each of these people's camps?
That we don't know yet. Are there two in each camp? That'd be pretty absurd. There's definitely one in each camp, right? I mean, we got one in brawn, one in beauty,
just don't know.
How does one person get both of those bad boys and merge them together?
It has you happened either, in the past, but it's happened, pretty rare.
Actually,
pretty rare.
You know, more than a couple times that somebody has found two idols. The other thing I think they're hoping for is that you have to find out who else has an idol and somehow team up with them.
Does it protect both people?
Mm-mm.
No.
It'll only protect one person, but the good thing about combining the two idols is that you only need to do it if you already know one of you is getting voted out. Right?
Yeah, that's
true. So let's say, for example, Jason, the guy with the beard, he found the idol in this episode.
Bounty Hunter.
And then let's say Scott, the tall basketball player, he finds an idol as well. What they can do is each keep their idol for themselves, and then if they're dumb and they forget, they don't realize they need to play it and they get backstabbed, then they can go, okay, forget it. We're going to use two idols right now to save that person.
And that's it. Once you use it, it's done, right?
Yeah. Yep. They usually rehide it. At some point.
So yeah, there's a chance that you or somebody else could find it again after it's played.
The show likes the idols to be in play and to be used. Some of their most exciting seasons revolve around multiple idols being played throughout the course of the season.
Yeah. Well, why don't they just put idols everywhere then, like hundreds of them?
Like Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Like an Easter egg hunt for toddlers?
Yeah, and make them real colorful and bright so you can really see them easily in the forest. And then just it'll be crazy. Like if everyone has 20 idols, think about that.
Then everybody's immune.
That's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard.
Whoa.
I got that one. I got that sound clip ready to go.
Whoa.
Oh, hey. That's our guest. That was our guest, Ryan.
Oh. All right, man.
Not to mention also, you know, sort of your boss.
So Ty, you know, he did the same little trick that it looked like the other guys did when they poked the little idol out of the tube.
Yeah, the tool, nobody ever used the real
it's
tool.
It's so funny, the tool was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, just used a little tiny stick and tied it to another stick. And
yeah.
How did he lose it?
That's what I don't get. He said he hid it somewhere. But
I mean, it's not inconsistent with his character because he's sort of like, oh, I ended up in this crazy situation. What?
Yeah, it does seem a bit absent-minded maybe. So
favorite moments, Justin, so far of the season is when they caught him red-handed looking for the idol, which, you know, you're always supposed to do sort of secretly and furtively. They're like, you're looking for the idol. And his response was, yeah, I am. Could you give me like 5 more minutes? I think I might have a chance of finding it. It's just completely oblivious.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Boy, he really was upset with that chicken.
I know. That, man.
Good God. I mean, I get it. It's sad. You know?
I know. I was
seeing the life drain out. Well, what's interesting is we've seen on Survivor, we've seen the person who is so like against killing the chicken that they won't participate. And they make a big deal of it. We've seen the people who have no hesitation in terms of killing the chicken. We've seen people sort of just walk away and they're freaked out by it, but they don't say anything and just let it play out. Mm-hmm. We've never seen somebody who's like both totally against killing it and actively participating in killing it.
Yeah, it was fucking bizarre. Oh,
it was like, I got emotional, man. That scene was emotional for me. Like, I was having flashbacks to when we had to put our cat down, and it was just like, geez, this is too much. But I thought Caleb was amazing in that scene. The way he spoke to Ty was like so kind and calm and like reassuring. It was like, man, he should be. Caleb should be like a social worker or something.
Good old Caleb. You know, I the saddest thing is that chicken that they killed was actually like a really rare chicken that is like very super intelligent.
That is, you know, really,
it's
sad. Like,
it's super sad.
It's one thing when they're dumb.
Yeah, no, but this chicken was you could tell when
it was scratching out like math problems in the
sun. I heard that chicken was on the cusp of curing cancer.
Yeah, no, it was. In fact, I think that chicken had a rare enzyme inside of it that.
But you know, these boys need meat. They need protein for the challenges. So.
Yeah, these guys and their meat. I mean, come on.
Ayo.
Get out of here. Lay an egg. Let the chicken lay an egg. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
You're spinning gold, my friend.
Do those chickens lay eggs like on this show?
Sometimes they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they do. I don't
and then
know
you've
if
got
they
eggs,
did.
Then
though.
You can eat eggs.
We didn't see any eggs. We didn't see any egg collecting going on. Or nobody was arguing we need this chicken for the eggs. So I wonder if they just didn't lay eggs.
I mean, they looked pretty tiny. I mean, those chickens. You know, they looked very. Like emaciated. It didn't seem like you'd get much meat from it either.
That particular chicken was anorexic.
Oh, it had a pro. It must have.
It knew it was going to be on TV. It got into a a whole weight loss regime, and it just it was sad. It was
You know what's funny? I heard that that chicken had a deal, had a Pepsi sponsorship deal. It was going to do a Pepsi commercial. Oh, man.
That chicken would have been amazing in Pepsi commercials.
Yeah, I know. And then now its head is chopped
off. It was a real star, man. It was a real star.
Old Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. It would have been great.
When he just, you know, was going all around the city trying to find a Pepsi.
Yes.
That could have been that chicken.
The chicken would have been the next huge Pepsi star, but not anymore.
Michael J. Chicken.
Yep. That was his name, actually.
I heard that Ty actually was all a like a nefarious scheme. He wanted the Pepsi commercials.
Go, That's why he held the chicken.
Yeah, he was second in line for that role.
I need to make sure this thing is dead.
I need to feel its life drain out while I'm holding it. Oh,
brutal,
poor
man.
Ty.
Poor Ty.
Poor Ty.
He can't win this game, can he?
That Ty, man.
No, and I'll tell you why.
You don't need emotions out here. You just need to seem like you have emotions.
That guy.
Oh, what the fuck?
That guy was unappealing.
So that quote, I love that quote because in the past, I would have totally agreed with that. The players that play with no emotion often do well, or at least it seems like they do.
No, it's totally a true statement. But
it's when you say you just need to seem like you have emotion where you're like too consciously aware of that. I don't know. It just seems like so manipulative.
You know what it is? It's just somebody else could say it and have it seem like smart or funny.
Yeah, totally. If we thought
insightful, that this guy, I'm sorry, Nick, just seems like super douchey.
Wait, is Nick the bounty hunter guy?
No, Nick is the tall, dark, and handsome from the beauty tribe.
Got
the
it. Was, okay. Like, yeah.
5 o'clock shadow.
That guy. That guy's a weirdo.
He comes up kind of douchey.
Yeah, I don't like him.
No, but I liked how onto him they all were. I love the editing of him proclaiming that, you know, how great he is, and then the girls being like, we don't trust him at all.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of actually is like Albert from South Pacific. Like,
yeah.
Just like
a little Albert in him.
Yeah. Can't really
might have
like connect.
Albert in him.
Do you guys want a little Albert in you?
I've been trying.
I know.
Al from Happy Days. The guy
I know a guy.
Who ran Arnold's. That's who I wanted.
Yeah, a little Albert. Just a little Albert in you.
Yep.
Just the tip.
That's all. That's plenty.
But, that's more than enough, believe me. that guy seemed no good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So in the beauty tribe, we got the three girls are sticking together, and they want to try to rope in Caleb so that they have the numbers, right?
Right.
We keep seeing this girl alliance, like reference this girl alliance, all girl alliance in the beauty tribe. We keep seeing them referenced, even in the previously on they talked about it. To me, I got to say that means, they're going a long ways, don't you think?
Which is I think you're right, but it's interesting because I couldn't tell you anything individually about those three women.
Yeah, they're not getting a lot of like individual.
They're
separation.
Not interesting characters at all.
Which means maybe they go far and they're important, but they don't. None of them win.
Well, Anna's a pro poker player. We know that much.
Yep, she is. Yes.
She's ready to go. I mean, she
seems like the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
Although the other one,
Michelle,
she's pretty.
Michelle seems the other, like she's got it figured out too. Actually,
yeah, she seems pretty smart.
I can't yet decide if the winner, like, I think either the winner is one of those three or it's like their final four with someone who just wins immunity and wins. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know yet. And quite frankly, you know, I'm going to say we, but I'm going to also single out you specifically. I've been pretty wrong. Not just about who's going to win, but about anything that's going
to happen. I know who's going to win already.
Yeah,
but
Justin, I'll listen to.
We can get to that later.
Yeah, well,
maybe we'll reveal that at the
let's
end.
Let's save that.
Now,
yeah.
Justin, I'll listen
exactly
to.
Exactly who's going to win.
Look,
you guys.
Ryan,
I have to say, though, please. Scott, our last guest predicted her winner pick, and do you remember who it was? It was Liz.
Was it? It was Liz, yeah. That's true.
So, Justin, to recap, Scott and I had our preseason winner picks. Scott's went out first. Mine went out second. And then our second episode guest picked Liz, who went out third.
Yep.
We are not so doing well this season.
Relying on you to turn this around. But I also want to know, Ryan, you swore to me that the Brains were going to lose every challenge.
I know. Well, I was one third right.
You swore to me that Darnell was going to charm his way to the end.
Hey, Darnell, I
there's a lot. Yeah, Darnell was the first one out.
Look, it wouldn't be interesting if I wasn't wrong at least some of the time. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot. A lot
well,
of
let's
the...
let's talk about the Braun tribe.
Yeah, let's get into them because they had some good drama.
Yeah, I mean, this blonde girl finds the idol, and then like a dipshit, she calls over the other gal.
Right,
Sydney, why? I mean, immediately.
I guess she thought that they were on the same team. Now I can't remember. Was she in such a
what show she's on? Does she not understand?
She clearly doesn't. I mean, could she? Was it a situation where, like, she figured that Sydney already saw her find it, or could she have had the option of just
no? She could have. She could have very easily from the way I saw it. She could have very easily just fucking kept her mouth shut.
And then come back later, yeah.
And then come back a little bit later. Instead, she's like, hey, over here. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. That's the
stupidest thing I think I've ever heard.
She thought that they were on an alliance together.
Yeah, and then she got stabbed in the back because that girl went and told the other guys. And then it was like they just ran and like...
Yeah.
It felt like a kid, like little kids almost, like just gross.
Yeah.
Me first. Yeah, Jason had a case of the me first.
I don't blame him for that. Oh, but absolutely. In the context of this game, but it was kind of gross, and I felt bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, finding an idol is important because, you know, once you find one,
you got the top.
Yeah, she should have, you know, if she was smart. I mean, you know, she's not going to last long. That's
no. She but the thing is, she might last a very long time because she can't,
she's not
she can't
smart.
Win. Yeah, so people will keep her around.
Oh, I see.
Unfortunately,
won't be much of a threat. But like Sydney, the one who told the guys, like I think she didn't have any choice. What I'd be interested to know is if she wasn't, if Jason hadn't spotted them.
Yeah.
If she would have, because once they're spotted, she did the right thing and was like, hey,
yep,
she found it
totally.
And I pretended to be in on it with her. That's what she had to do to save her own skin. But
I thought Sydney played that really well. All
she played it
considered.
Perfectly. And then she let them go off and get it.
Yeah.
So they can think she's their, you know, loyal soldier. They don't have to worry about her. But like, I wonder if she would have played it differently.
Have they not seen? Yeah, I really do wonder that. We may not find that out.
Well, we may go to our graves, gentlemen.
I know, unfortunately.
Yeah, we may never know this. I mean, I'd like to think that she would have figured out a way to get it for herself. You know what I mean? Like, I think she would have been angling, I think. But I don't know. I just don't know. You know, it's tough.
Oh, she definitely would have. Because remember, she's like, I found the key. I found the tool.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
she
yeah,
didn't
she
tell
hit
Alicia
it.
About that? Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
was way smarter.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. I
okay. And
Sydney
then the guys
great.
Were like, "Where's the tool?"
Yeah.
Because she had hidden it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she probably thought she's probably thinking to herself, "I'll just get without the tool, they can't do shit." But nope. Yeah. The people who developed those little idol puzzles really fucked up. You know.
Yeah. It did seem way too easy. I mean, it's the edit, right? It probably took them an hour, but it seemed way too easy for both Ty and Jason and Scott to get that, to make their own tool and just like pop it right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably did take a long time to make those. Let's be fair.
Yeah, I mean, it took like probably like a whole day to do that, really, if you think about it. So
yeah,
you're right.
One great minute of footage out of it with Alicia sitting there hoping maybe she'll catch it.
I know.
Well,
maybe
ran.
I'll be the one
hey,
to catch
look,
it.
More power to her. The thing is, it's still only the key. You know what I mean? It's not the idol. Like, it's not who touches the key first gets the idol.
No, but when they got the idol down, wasn't it? What was?
No,
oh,
they
yeah,
got
that
key.
Was the key.
Yeah.
It's so convoluted.
Yeah. But if she had gotten the key, could she have just ran out into the water with the key?
I mean, she could have done whatever she wanted to with the
and
key.
And just swam as far away?
Is it legal for Jason to just
and
tear
left
right
the
out
island?
She's
yeah. on like a taxi.
The key yeah. is in her mouth while she's swimming.
She swims all the way to New York and then...
What if she swallowed the key?
That'd be awesome. And then they all have to just... And then she just camps out by the box waiting for it to come out the other side.
She's yeah. just crouched by the
it's
box.
It's like, I dare you to pick this key out of my...
yeah, I dare you. Yeah, pick
I like
it out.
I like it. I like this plan. I mean, this is like, you know, remember, Scott, our plan of pooping on the idol so no one else can
right.
get it?
Exactly. You get some real next-level strategy discussion on this podcast.
Are people allowed to, like, if she did to get that on the key... Well, no. If she did get the key out of the tree when it fell, are people allowed to, like, just brute force take it away?
That's my question, because the rule with the idol is whoever touches it first owns it forever, unless they willingly give it to someone else.
Well, there was that struggle in Heroes versus Villains over the clue or something.
Yeah, so the clue, apparently, and I assume the key is just whoever grabs it, right?
Because in Heroes versus Villains, like Danielle and Amanda were close to fighting over the
yeah.
clue.
So I wonder if Jason's unlocking the box, if Scott could have just like went and grabbed the idol right out of the box before Jason.
He should have.
Is that legal? Probably, right? That would be interesting TV.
I think so. Yeah. I think that that's the kind of thing that the production would love to have to deal with and figure out,
sure.
you know,
yeah, yeah.
When they're making it, they're like, hey, maybe somebody, it's yeah, just yeah. more opportunities for drama.
I mean, they definitely wanted it to take two people to get those keys down, you know, because I still maintain this, because the idols there, you can combine two idols. They want people to work together to find idols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they thought of the idea, like someone opening the box and the other person just snatching it out. You know?
Yeah, I hope that happens, you know, one of these days.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. Like, at the 15-minute mark, there's, like, this spindly weird water creature. Show this weird, looks like a spidery, like, porcupine water.
Oh, yeah, that's like a sea anemone, and it's, like, crawling.
Yeah, and it's, like, moving. Like,
yeah,
what?
I remember. Yeah. That was a very memorable animal shot.
That's yeah. actually what Jeff Probst transmorgifies into at night.
yeah. Well, it was during the day.
Have you ever read The Metamorphosis by Kafka?
that's
the same kind of deal.
I think it's actually what Jeff Probst. That's his true form. Yeah. And then
yes.
And then
he was
the
actually yeah he human, was announcing there.
Right.
Yeah, the human you see is just a hologram.
It's just so he's like off somewhere else and projecting himself as a hologram.
Yeah, he's just off crawling near like a pond, and you know, just kind of slowly.
Yeah, I get it.
Like,
yeah,
skittering along.
The Jeff we see is like a computer projection of whatever this sea anemone version.
The shot you saw of the animal was just like one of the rare times they drop a hint to kind of layer in.
Yep.
The answer to the mystery, and then in the final season, it's going to be all about that. It's going to be all about that all season.
I mean, it does explain how Jeff is like, what, 55 or something, and still looks like he's 25?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far with the 25. I mean,
all right, okay, 35.
Maybe 40.
40 at the earliest.
Let's not get too carried away. His face is getting all shrunken in, and... I mean, he doesn't eat well either on this island.
Sure he does.
Well, they shoot four seasons a year or whatever. I mean, the guy probably never gets a chance to go anywhere.
Just two a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree.
Four a year, I wish.
Yeah, right? Bring it on.
Yeah. Bring it on, homies. Bring it on.
I wish.
So let's talk a little bit now about the other tribe, the...
Ryan, how do you feel about Justin?
I love it. I love it. This is great. Yeah, please.
Or actually, I guess before we get to that, because they're sort of covered last, and is the big challenge with the bags of rice.
Well, I'm curious what your take is. I mean, you talked a little bit before we move on. What your take is on Jason? Because I think he's really getting an interesting edit this season, and I can't pin down if he's a winner or if he's just a bad guy. What's his deal? You know.
Wait, which one is Jason?
The beard guy.
Bounty hunter.
Oh, the beard guy. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's I don't trust him. I don't even know. I mean, all I know is I saw him go run and like a little baby and go get his little fucking treat out of the tree and
You know, in previous episodes they've shown him being far more of a bully to Alicia than in this episode, even though he did like get in a physical altercation with her, sort of.
Right. Well, this episode is like a physical manifestation of it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't. I feel like he could very easily get, you know, a group against him and just boom, voted out because he's a little too openly aggressive or just open. You know what I mean? He's not doing it in a way that's charming or. I don't know. It's just it's too far in one direction.
All right. Well, yeah, let's talk about the challenge then, and then we'll talk about what's going on with the brains.
Well, my first question is like who God, could you imagine being like a fucking grip on this show or just a set guy where you like you have to fucking make this giant wall and then anchor it into the sand?
Yeah.
And it has to be sturdy enough that these idiots can climb over it. I mean, I was just watching them climb up over it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, you know,
somebody had to build this.
Somebody had to sit there and like plunge these. Yeah. I mean, fuck, dude.
And it's built just for this.
Yeah. They shoot for what do you think? Like 2 hours of shooting on? I mean, I guess they shoot
the practice
and, team and shoot.
You know, basically they use it for a day and then they tear it down.
Man, oh man! I mean, that's just those crew guys. I mean, I've worked on a bunch of reality TV, so I know what that's like. And I mean,
at this point, they must have like walls in the sand or mud, like down pat. Like they know exactly what to do.
Yeah, I mean,
many of them.
It's definitely like you know they know what they're doing, but I mean, it's just like what a pain in the ass. It's like you wake up and you're like, all right, what do we have to do today? We have to fucking
yeah. Not to mention this season, the crew's battling life-threatening infections half the time too.
Oh, like, dude, are they? I mean, Zika? Are they getting the Zika virus? Are they getting bit by fucking? Are all these women?
That's the twist this season. Everybody gets Zika.
And then, I mean, I saw in the preview for the next episode, somebody ends up getting helicoptered out. We don't know who. Yeah. And Ty is crying because, you know, he's so beautiful.
He loves all living creature.
Yeah, and he just, you know, he's got it right. I wish more people were like that on this fucking sick planet. But
Ty's real. He's a real winner. I love it.
Yeah. He's a gem. I mean, like, we were watching it, and my wife said, you know, he's so interesting. I wish they'd have more people like him on. And I mean, which, of course, we all agree with. It's like, how often does somebody like that come along?
Yeah. I mean, for
who wants to be on Survivor?
Who wants to be out there and be on a TV show? That's what's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, finding someone like that who also wants to be on a TV show seems difficult.
They found it.
They did. That's great. Yeah. I love it.
I'm sure.
I love when he narrates too.
They could find more people like him. It's just they didn't look hard enough. What do you guys think of these bags of rice, huh? I mean, boy, oh boy, we're talking a lot of food that's going to waste here.
Yeah, they're just. I mean, as soon as it gets wet, right there, it's you can't use it because it gets moldy.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's. I mean, unless you're cooking it right away.
Although Neil did reveal that he stuffed his pockets full of rice in between while they were looking for the ball.
Oh, are you serious?
He tweeted something about that. Yeah,
that's fucking funny.
Yeah, man, they didn't get rice. And actually, that's an interesting thing about Liz, is that so they didn't get rice because supposedly all the beaches had a good selection of shellfish in the water.
Okay.
So the production didn't give them rice. Well, Liz has a shellfish allergy.
Oh.
So she basically didn't eat for 6 days.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah. That's not cool.
And actually, rough. Here's what's another really interesting thing is she was immediately medevaced after getting voted out.
Really?
Because of an infection on her leg and the fact that she hadn't eaten in 9 days. She was taken immediately to a hospital. That's crazy.
What is up with this show? When is someone going to die on this fucking show?
Well, it ironically did happen on the French version of Survivor, and it was at this very location where it happened.
Whoa. Do you think someone will die this season? We would already know, right?
We would know.
We would know. And like with the French show, when it happened, they just shut down production, and I think they canceled the show. Yeah. I don't know if it ever came back on the air.
The doctor that the lead doctor that was hired by the show actually committed suicide shortly after.
I mean, well, that's good on him. I mean, you know, he taking responsibility.
Right,
yeah, he did the right thing. So we can't fault him for that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want it to happen because I don't want anybody to die. And also selfishly, I don't want the show to get canceled. Yeah. So,
Scott, what do you think is more important of those two things, though, for you personally?
For me personally, the show staying on the air outranks the person who died.
Don't tell Ty that you said that.
Well, if it's Ty, I might feel differently.
Yeah, we don't want him to die.
I mean, it could. It is like shocking to me because I feel like every season it gets, or not necessarily every season, but over time it has gotten worse and worse. And there have been more situations where I've thought, like, this is a little too dangerous. What's going on over here?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they'll do that until someone dies, and then no more fun. Game over. But don't worry, that'll happen eventually. We'll get there.
It seems like, yeah, it's going to have to happen eventually, right?
Yeah, or maybe it'll almost happen.
Yeah.
Something terrible could happen.
I think the next episode is that, you know, with the medevac.
Clearly, yeah.
You know, how many seasons has that happened where they're like, oh, shit, we got a medevac somewhere?
I don't know offhand, but maybe like 10 or so.
Oh,
the helicopter, not often.
With the helicopter?
Helicopter.
Specifically, Scoopin'. I can't remember who else. There's the second season. It's very famous. A guy fell into the fire.
What, he hurt his knee or something?
He inhaled the smoke accidentally and like kind of got woozy and fell hands first into the fire and suffered terrible burns that caused him to download illegal images onto his home computer and launch Ponzi schemes against people.
Yeah, it all goes back to that moment, doesn't it? It's the smoke.
I believe it. Look, I believe his later, smoke. I believe his later troubles in life can be traced back to that moment.
Yeah, that guy really blew it, you know.
But I don't know who else got helicoptered.
I don't remember. I mean, Russell Swan wasn't helicoptered, right? Although he looked.
I don't
like he
remember.
Was
I never thought to think about whether the helicopter being on camera was. Because there are people who do get helicopter that we just don't see. Kenegai.
Was he wasn't helicoptered, was he?
I don't know.
Because he just had Bruce severe gastro. He just had severe gastrointestinal distress, right? I mean,
yes.
Boo-hoo. Poor fucking you, Bruce Kenegai.
There have been people medevaced out.
Look,
but
can a guy get a Tums over here?
Hi-yo.
Rim shot. Hey, what about this fucking weird, like, I have to be honest, I had to kind of speed through this this really frustrating, like, lifting the little ping pong ball up through wall of holes.
You couldn't, you didn't have the patience.
Oh, I couldn't, I was like, I can't fucking do this. Like, I just needed to zip through this part of it.
It is frustrating to watch because it's so, so detailed the way they have to move.
Well, you know, the edit probably cut out 95%.
Easily, yeah. My takeaway from this, though, is that this is one of those challenges that seemed like it truly was as close as they made it seem.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seemed like that. I mean, it was down to seconds. End,
yeah. Like, really,
I mean, the first place guy, the first place team was like, but then
who was first place? Beauty?
Beauty. Exactly.
You know, I felt like Caleb had some experience with something like this.
No, but
on
no.
Big
what's
Brother.
Interesting about that is he didn't. This is the exact challenge
this is the
sat
one that he
out to force Frankie to do it by himself.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So he didn't. He could have had a chance to.
Exactly.
Practice.
He could have.
So listen, I have a question. My question here is. What did they pick? What did the winner pick? Remember, they got to pick something.
Oh no, they picked the comfort.
Oh, they did. I didn't catch
which
that.
Which is the obvious choice every single time. In my
opinion. It's like, yeah, no, give me a framed picture with someone's hammer.
I'll use it as a pillow tonight.
There's a great tweet by Neil. Neil's great on Twitter, by the way. He did a Photoshop, or someone did a Photoshop, where it looked like Nick's letter from home was actually just a framed photo of Nick.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was a good
second
joke.
Second place winners get to grab their shit.
Yeah.
They're like fucking knickknacks and little stuffed Care Bears.
It's like, it's almost a punishment because now you have to carry this thing that's meaningful to you around and make sure it doesn't get destroyed by the elements.
Yeah, that's fucking fuck that.
I'd be out there being like, wait a minute, dude, why did I give them my most prized childhood possession?
But Jason's was a teddy bear, right? Which, like, okay, great, fine. It's good TV if this guy has a teddy bear. But
he smuggled a grenade inside.
Right.
Of it.
No, the best part about a teddy bear is it's a pillow too.
Yes, you're right.
So
he
smart.
Did,
like,
got a pillow out of it.
I would absolutely. I don't care. Like, I don't care about a teddy bear, but definitely I would. You know,
yeah,
it's like a
Care Bear
pillow. Like,
look, guys, it's not a teddy bear. It's a Care Bear, and it's. I think it's important that we give the respect to the Care Bear franchise. I do believe it's also the Luck Care Bear, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was.
I mean, believe me, we give respect to all franchises on this show.
We love all living franchises.
All.
Yeah, I mean, every living franchise.
Every living. Only the living ones, though. Is the Care Bears franchise still living?
Yeah.
That will make a difference in my respect level.
It's got to be. At least in direct-to-video movies.
So the guys that lost
the
challenge.
The brain tribe.
The brains. You know, there's a girl on there. I think it's Liz, right?
I hope Justin falls asleep during the show.
The girl Liz on this, she should be in the beauty
tribe. I agree.
What's going on here?
Well, she's also incredibly smart, though.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Which only makes her more beautiful.
Yeah. What is she? What is she? Just she can do math really good, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, she. Well, I mean, this is the thing that really sticks out. Her job is ludicrously smart, but she also ran a Vegas card counting team when she went to MIT.
Oh, Jesus. So she's one of those.
She's super, super smart.
Man,
so she is a super brain. She just could be on the beauty tribe as well.
Yeah,
she got taken out.
All she's missing is humility, really.
Man,
yeah,
she
that
got
was
taken
a,
out, guys. She got
that was
taken
an amazing... what happened on the Brains tribe was definitely to me. I mean, the whole thing with the Braun tribe and the idols.
I mean, we're saving the best for last, definitely.
But yeah, what happened on the Brains tribe all around was like why we watch Survivor.
Yeah, and Justin, I feel like I need to set this up. And they did a little bit on the Previously On, but the Scott and I don't. Man, this is blowing. I just want to talk about Debbie.
I've been thinking about Debbie
since the episode aired. Debbie is blowing my mind. Okay, so Justin, you don't know how truly annoying she's been this season.
Ryan has been obsessed with Debbie.
I love.
Well, she looks like your typical bar fly, like sort of, you know, who spent too much time in the sun, kind of crypt keeper esque.
She's been this crazy character up until now that you assume
she's absolutely just a
had
character.
No social awareness.
Yeah, she's. She's cheerleading during challenges and saying really dumb stuff. She's juggling around camp. She's like absolutely just a crazy character. And then in this episode,
the bomb doors are open. Prepare to fire.
She's like this assassin who just comes in and runs the game exactly how she wants. It was amazing.
At least that's how it was presented.
Exactly.
She's a chemist.
That's one
why.
Of her many jobs, yeah.
She's mixing different things together to create the perfect storm.
There you go, yeah.
A combustible mix.
In your recollection, have we ever seen someone go from 100% character to like strategic champion edit in one episode like this?
No, never.
It was insane.
They usually stay an insane person only. And maybe if they come back in a later season, they
yeah.
They, but then they get a little bit more credibility. But
You know the thing that I can't, that I just was, I think the thing maybe that I was the most blown away by in this episode, and you guys didn't tell me this at all, so buried the lead, but I had no idea that they got, or that Barack Obama was on.
We wanted to save that as a surprise.
Like, what the hell? I mean, I thought he was finishing out his term as president, but
yeah,
I guess.
It turns out that, like, he had some free time. Yeah. Over the Christmas holidays, and he just banged out this.
The only bad part is he talks about the Affordable Health Care Act every 10 minutes. Yeah.
Constantly, yeah. He's got a little like anchor tattoo. I didn't know that either. You know,
you didn't know that about the president.
Pretty fit, pretty fit too. You
very
know?
Fit, and apparently was in the Navy.
Yeah, and, used to be a doctor. We didn't know that about him.
We're learning a lot. We learned a lot.
We learned a lot about him. He is a whole. Even his voice sounds different.
We learned that he's completely full of himself.
Yeah, and he's a master of vocal disguise.
Yes.
So pretty incredible, and he must have got a little bit of like plastic surgery, and not a lot, but just a tiny bit.
Now that I'm looking at it, and I'm looking right now at the cast photos on the CBS site, his fellow tribe mate, Joseph Del Campo.
Oh, he looks like Joe Biden.
A little bit, exactly. It's a little Biden going on, especially if you look at this photo on CBS.com/shows/survivor/cast. There he is. He looks a lot like Biden in that photo. I hear somebody looking it up.
All right, well,
I'm checking it out. I'm checking it out. Yeah, I get
smile.
Yeah. The toothy smile, right?
They should team
He's
up.
Got that toothy smile.
He looks like a beefy Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's like if Joe Biden spent the last 5 years in the vice president's mansion gym.
So we've
nobody's
got both.
Paying attention to me.
Joe Biden's been using barbells with his foot up on his Trans Am's front bumper. You know,
exactly.
That's pretty cool. So we've got President Obama and we've got Joe Biden here
on the same
round.
Tribe. So the Obama guy, Justin, pretty can I also cool. tell you, mm-hmm. one of my favorite things about the Obama guy, Peter, is that his last name is Bagginstoss, and it's one of my favorite last names I've ever heard.
Bagginstoss. What
well,
a name.
To me, it suggests that he's like, you've heard of, you know, like dwarf tossers, mm-hmm. that he's like hobbit tosser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's a Baggins.
Baggins.
So
he
it's
tosses,
like Bilbo
tosses Baggins.
Like Bilbo Baggins. Yeah. You know, it's a good thing that the Bilbo, the Baggins lineage is long deceased. Otherwise, you know, we'd be seeing a lot of little people getting tossed around.
A lot of Baggins tossed in his wake.
Yeah, that'd be rough. You know, so, nobody wants to see that happen.
So the whole Debbie thing was amazing because, much like Liz and Peter, we didn't see it coming. We never would have guessed that she had. See, Liz and Peter made the assumption that we did as viewers, that she's like, that's who she is. She's just a crazy character. You know, her brains have more to do with chemistry, you know, and being in the lab than they do with social dynamics.
Yeah.
But it turns out that she knew way more about social dynamics than they did.
It was incredible. There were two moments that really stuck out to me where I'm like, holy shit, she's playing some next level Survivor. But the one in particular was this one right here.
I think losing today was a blessing in disguise.
How about that?
She just goes, how about that? It was so amazing. Like, she was just playing right along with Liz.
Oh, yeah.
In
she
a way
rolled
that was,
with everything.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
You knew as soon as Liz said, it was a blessing in disguise that she was gone.
Nobody ever says that and doesn't get voted.
Get voted out later. Like,
yeah, why? Like, why would she say? Why would she say that? Like, that's insane. Like, well, why the fuck would she say that?
Presumably, there are people who say it, but they don't show it to us because what they're saying is we've been winning all this time. We've really needed to trim some fat. There's a couple people here that are strategically against me, and I want to get rid of them.
Yeah, but it's weird that you would vocalize that to anyone. You know
to everybody
I mean?
Else, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. It's just arrogant, you know? Like,
they thought they could just feed Debbie and Joe, like, you know, here's what you're going to do. They even said that. They basically said, like, hey, nobody else is playing. We're the only ones who knows who are playing this game. Mm-hmm. We are the only ones who know what we're doing. And they never stop to consider that the other people need to be. In fact, it's sort of like what Nick said. Like, you don't have to really, really respect what they have to say, but you have to pretend to.
Right. Yeah. Aubrey had a really great confessional where she talks about how she doesn't think Peter has the emotional intelligence to play the game well. And yeah. I thought that was a really, really good confessional and a very interesting way of approaching it. And certainly CBS wants us to think that it's the right way to play the game is to have emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
CBS has been pushing their emotional intelligence agenda for years. It started with MASH.
Yep. Yep.
Continued on through Alice. And
it just keeps going
all the way up through
as soon as we as a society gain the level of emotional intelligence that CBS wants us to have, they'll just stop the network.
Yeah,
they'll just go done.
They will have achieved
we've
their
succeeded.
Goals.
We've succeeded.
Mission accomplished.
Sorry, we've Big Bang Theory fans. Sorry, fans of Chuck Lorre sitcoms, but at least now you've achieved the emotional intelligence to deal with this loss.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. So Peter Bagginstons, or Bagginstoss.
Bagginstons is also acceptable.
That'd be fine. I think he's not going to be around too much longer.
Sure doesn't seem like it, does it?
Yeah, he doesn't look long for this game.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think people like him.
No.
He's got nothing. What
about Neil with the ice cream pants?
Neil with the deal at the what is it? I'm Neil with the deal at the place.
What is that?
I don't know. It's some commercial. I don't know why it's in my head. Oh, it's the mattress store.
I'm Neil with the deal at the place.
He says, I'm Neil with the deal at the mattress factory. Anyways.
Or your mattress is free guy, is it?
No, it's that other guy.
It's another deal.
Nobody watches more local television commercials than you, Justin. I swear to God. You know
him all. He's very pixie-ish, that guy. He's like, I'm Neil with the deal at the mattress.
You know, the advent of the DVR, I think I've really missed out on a lot of great local commercials.
Yeah, you've kind of missed out.
But I do so much fast-forwarding.
Yeah, and then, you know, it hurts your thumb. But
right.
What do I think about
you suffering me?
You are. And you're missing all these commercials. But this Neil Gottlieb, that's his last name for anyone out there that doesn't know.
Right.
He, you know, from what I've seen of him in this one episode, he just seems like a human being, you know, just a regular human being just trying to make his way.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think this episode was good to Neil in terms of the edit.
He seems like a you know, like he's not a psychopath. I mean, unless I'm missing something. And
he doesn't seem to me to be a driver of any story.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
No, he's not driving story. He's just he's just there to quietly squeak on by, until he gets voted off.
Who in the Brains Tribe is driving the story?
Well, clearly Debbie.
Yes.
At this point.
How
and other than that?
That,
I mean,
how
maybe.
How about that, Scott?
What about it? I think that's,
that's
great.
That's what she said to Liz.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
How about that? You know, maybe a little bit of Aubrey.
Yeah, those two seem like they're A1 and B1.
I felt in the first episode when Aubrey had her breakdown that she you know, might be a significant character. And then also when she was comforted by Debbie.
Yep.
Like I thought back to that this episode when first Liz and
Absolutely.
Peter were making their plans before we even learned that Aubrey and Neil weren't, you know, going to be voting against them. I just thought, or that Debbie wouldn't. I just thought, I don't know. Debbie and Aubrey seem to have a connection.
Agreed. Absolutely. And I think that that
was the
kind
of thing that Liz.
That connected those two voting units.
And voting, not blocks, but units.
Units.
But Liz and Peter, units, probably are oblivious to that.
They sure seemed like it.
What do you think Debbie's unit looks like? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's huge.
I bet it's a fucking big old unit. You know what I mean?
I don't want to speculate on that, but it's probably perfect in every way. Let me tell you.
I could spend all day on that.
Well, she's a chemist. She could have chemically altered it and changed it.
Absolutely.
Her unit.
And more.
We're talking about her unit, by the way. So anyone who's getting filthy thoughts in their heads, that's on you, because we're talking about her unit.
Yeah. Okay?
I don't know what you thought we were talking about.
We're talking about CBS and their former drama, The Unit, with Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah, exactly. Another one of their very transparent ways of getting us to gain emotional intelligence.
And the reason why I said it was Debbie's unit is because it's her show. It's her favorite show.
There's a new, also a possible spinoff called Debbie's Unit. But it's a spinoff crossover between Survivor and The Unit.
Yep.
I would watch that in a second.
I would grow so much in terms of emotional intelligence from that show.
I'm losing emotional intelligence the more I watch this fucking Survivor. Let me tell you.
Well, good, because I don't want CBS to end. So
yeah, it's the old switcheroony.
But that was just such a beautiful thing when you knew. It's the classic arrogant person set up for the fall.
Yeah.
The only question was which of those two will be voted out, Peter or Liz. And do you think they kept Peter just for strength? Or?
Well, yeah, because Liz was dying. She hadn't eaten in 9 days, and she had a gigantic infection on her leg, apparently. That's what I think behind the scenes. But it's also because...
And they wouldn't tell us that because it takes out the suspense.
They got plenty of brains going around. They don't need anyone else for puzzles, right? So what they need is strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So where is this?
They need
infection?
Someone who can toss a Baggins.
Yeah.
I'm looking around for the infection. Well, like, is there a shot in this episode where I can see?
I don't know. No, they didn't show it because it wasn't crucial to her story. Mm-hmm. This is what I've heard in exit interviews.
Like, is it something that would have shown up physically? In a long shot, like a full body shot?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked, but it's possible.
Yeah. Justin, you missed the most crazy episode of all, because another former player on this season, a larva bug crawled into her ear like Ricardo Montalban as Khan had put it there.
What?
Yeah.
And started to drive her, and she started to go insane and was hearing constant noise of the bug getting louder and louder, deeper and deeper.
Oh my God.
And her ear was bleeding and her head was throbbing in pain.
Oh my God.
It was hands down the most disturbing thing I've seen on this show. My intelligence took a huge hit.
How isn't there a doctor on the island?
So many questions. I know.
they did have a doctor see her, and supposedly they just said,
but not on camera.
There's nothing we can do. You could try putting your head underwater, but that might just cause it to crawl in deeper.
Oh my fucking God.
I know. So I think it was up to her, hope it gets better or quit.
And did she quit or did she?
No, I would have quit. I'm putting that out there. I would have quit probably within, before the sentence, there is a bug living in your ear was finished. I'm out.
Call the chopper.
Call the chopper. This is a grade A emergency.
So is this girl still on the show?
No. No.
She got voted off.
The bug eventually, after something like 36 hours, crawled out of her ear. We saw it happen on camera.
No way.
It was, so I can't tell you how, you know what I'm talking about in Star Trek 2 where he puts the creature in his ear. It was not as big as that, but it was every bit as frightening.
Horrifying. What was her name?
Jennifer Lanzetti. She was my preseason winner pick, too.
Lanzetti, you're off the force. And this happened in episode one, and then in episode two, she got voted out for unrelated reasons. Well, though they could be related, because
she
appeared to just
completely
go insane in the next episode. So the bug might have affected her brain. I don't, I'm not a medical professional. I'm told that's not the case, but I believe that something went haywire. She snapped.
I mean, it's a little fucking maggot bug, like a little like worm.
Yeah, it was a little worm. Yeah.
Which to me is the game changer if I was a contestant. And I've said this before, like on this or any season, because now if I'm a contestant, I'm aware of something I never was aware of before, that a fucking like maggot could crawl into my ear at any moment and invade my
head. Eat its way in.
Yeah. And like, to me, I would just spend the entire rest of my time there paranoid that there's a bug any minute, you know, on its way inside.
Yeah, you can't think about that.
Well, or you just don't go.
Yeah, don't go. That's the other option.
Just don't go to Koa Rong or wherever the hell they are and sleep on the beach.
That's a good start.
Where do you think that bug came from?
The ground? I don't know. What do you mean?
Oh my fucking god! I'm sorry. I pulled it up on YouTube. I'm just watching it.
You found it.
Oh my fucking god!
See, I didn't overplay.
Oh, and it's going back in though. It's going back in.
Yes, dude. It's so terrifying. It's so horrific.
How do we know that wasn't just one of its babies? Why aren't they killing it?
I know.
They're just letting it move around.
Let it win it out and move around so many times. Like, it takes forever for them to get it.
And it's just hanging out on the... And is she asleep?
I don't know.
I don't think you could sleep through that, could you?
I think she had positioned herself. My theory is somebody told her, position yourself this way.
Yeah. I honestly think those shots of the bug on her ear were set up later.
Oh, I wouldn't have fucking let him put that thing anywhere near my fucking ear again.
Yeah, that's a good point. Be a tough sell, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd have to pay me a lot of money. That's insane.
Maybe an intern.
Yeah, it could be just an intern who kind of looks
like him. Yeah. But you see the blood and everything on her ear.
Yeah,
I mean, that's true.
Dude, what is that little guy? I mean, like, that is just fucking crazy.
I think they said it was a larva or something.
Of some, what?
Yeah, I don't know what.
If only it had stayed in there long enough to turn into a beautiful butterfly, right?
That would have been cool. And like,
just flew out of her mouth.
And if she had won, and it flew out right after
right
she
at
won.
The final tribal council. Look, this is my only argument. I've had a bug in my head for the last 39 days, and here it is. And the butterfly comes right
even better. Yeah. And even better if she said that, but then just her whole body transformed into a giant butterfly.
And she flew into the butterfly queen.
Yeah, and then she started just singing like old classic, like 1950s or 1930s songs.
If I was on the jury and I saw that happen, I'd be like, you know, she's got my vote.
Yeah, I mean, yep. I'd vote for the butterfly woman.
It's me too.
You're like, hey, nobody else has ever had to play 39 Days well.
We'd have to change the name of our podcast to Snakes,
tuning
Rats,
into
and
a butterfly.
Goats and Butterflies.
And bugs and little mealworms.
The crazy thing is just, you know, she was in like pain and like, you know, just like rat holding her head like in just at the edge of despair. Yeah. And then once the bug crawls out, she's like, I feel 100% better.
Yeah. I definitely
there's no recovery period. I'm just 100% better now.
I'm sure our listeners really hope we talk about this fucking bug in her ear in every episode of the podcast.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
But our listeners will get what they deserve. they signed up.
They don't have the emotional intelligence to deserve better.
They're going to get the emotional intelligence to deal with the fact that we have guests who haven't seen any other episodes.
Yeah, deal with it.
And there's certain topics like bugs crawling in people's ears or Blair from Facts of Life that just need to be brought up.
Wait a minute.
Week in and week out.
Blair from Facts of Life? Did she show up as a guest?
She was a contestant, yes.
And Wait, on this season?
No, a different season. She was a contestant on a different season and made it
season
very, very
25,
far.
Yes. She came very close to winning the
game.
Well,
then I'll watch it then. I'll say no more. I'll watch it.
It's called Survivor Philippines. Check it
out.
Yeah,
right. I bet it is. what would you guys like to hear my pick for the winner?
Let's do that.
And then we'll do our segments.
Yep.
Who do you think I'm going to say? Because I'm with confidence. I have my pick.
Wow.
This is tough. I honestly have no idea.
I hope you're going to say Debbie.
Nope, not Debbie.
Now keep it. Once again, Justin has, the last time he was on our show, had never seen Survivor. He picked Mike Holloway to win episode 6, you say, of Worlds Apart. Here we are, episode 3 of Koh Rong, and your pick, Justin Roiland, to win is?
My pick is Scott Pollard.
That's a very good pick, actually. I'm leaning in his direction as well.
Interesting. Yep. And why? So what's your reason?
Well, there's two things. Number one, he's, you know, from what I saw of him in this episode, he seemed, you know, fairly quiet, you know, inoffensive. Even though he was aiding the bearded, you know, lunatic character, who will definitely get voted out because he's got a target on his back now. Get the key. I don't think anyone was really upset with Scott Pollard. But the main reason I picked Scott Pollard is because I perchance to notice while scrubbing through the episode after watching it that Mr. Scott Pollard has a very interesting characteristic that I think winners of this game tend to have.
A back tattoo?
Which is a massive, huge back tattoo. Now, I know that the sort of, you know, outdoorsy, woodsman-y Kyle guy, is his name Kyle?
Jason. He goes by Jason on the show.
His name Kyle is Jason. Kyle Jason.
I understand he also has procured many a tattoo. He's got some weird.
Oh, you'll love this. Let me give you a little detail about one of his tattoos, Justin. Mm-hmm. One of his tattoos is underneath his armpit. It's a picture of an air freshener can, and the label on the can says anus.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was actually on the show, and someone on Reddit noticed it and screen grabbed it.
Holy shit. So Scott's tattoo is a little more. I mean, I think it says poison, and it's like a full colored, like full back tattoo.
Yeah,
it's and, a tribute, you know, to the 80s glam band Poison.
I think it is, and I was like, you know what? That's the decision of a Survivor winner to commit to a tattoo like that. And
I love your reasoning. And the crazy thing is, like, it is not. It's not impossible that Scott wins. Based on his edit, would you agree, Scott?
If he does, it's not impossible. If he wins, then Justin has just created a whole new criterion for sniffing out the winner.
I mean,
you have the benefit of having only seen 2 episodes. I'm burdened with having seen every season and all the and you know, I'd have to go back and look to see if how many other winners have back tattoos. I think I'm guessing based on how you're swaying me that all of them did.
Yeah, clearly Vesepia has a giant back tattoo.
I'm sure Bob Crowley had one.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so we're gonna have to look into this for sure.
We need to.
Amber definitely had a giant back tattoo, didn't she?
Of course. Tina Wesson.
Yeah. Okay, Tina's the best one. She led with her.
Yeah, that back tattoo, though.
Look, I can't find any fault in your reasoning or your choice.
So yeah, Ryan, I mean, to be clear, you know, there are 2 eligible back tattoo folk, but again, the Kyle Jason guy, he just doesn't have, like, he's got too many people that aren't happy with him, in my opinion, the way he's acting.
Yeah.
Whereas Scott has the giant back tattoo, plus, you know, he's a little more respectful, I think. A little more, you know, reserved.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit more.
And, you know, he's a former NBA player.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. He knows how to grip a basketball.
Can't hurt.
I mean, hey, you have to be able to grip something.
Yeah, like a unit. Try to grip a unit.
If you've ever tried to grip a unit, you know how hard it can be.
Yeah.
Say, Ryan, who's your pick now at this point?
Oh, man, it's still too hard to pick. Like, I want to say, I really want Debbie to win.
That would be the most entertaining.
I want her, Debbie, to win.
I get it.
But
I got it.
Yeah. Want her, I hardly know her. But it's impossible for me to pick. Like I said, I think it could easily be one of the three beauty women, Michelle, Anna, or Julia, although I don't think it's Julia.
No. I'm thinking maybe Aubrey.
Aubrey. I don't see it.
No, I don't think so, guys.
All right.
I don't think Aubrey's.
It's possible.
I don't think
it's not impossible, Scott.
Well, I haven't seen enough of her back yet to know.
Yeah. Do you want to know why Aubrey won't win?
Why?
Because she's got glasses, number one.
Oh.
And number two, she has that little red
hairband. You're looking at the CBS site?
That she.
Ty has glasses, too. I have a question I don't know the answer to, even though I've been watching since season one. I feel as though, but I could be wrong, that people didn't used to have glasses on this show.
Well, the person that comes to mind immediately for me is Yao Man, who you broke his glasses in half to use them to channel the sun to make fire.
Right, and then he was like, oh, I wish I had my glasses. But he still almost won the game. Yeah, that's true. Okay, that was season 14.
But there has to
have to do some investigation
for that. Yeah,
I don't recall.
Didn't someone from Amazon have glasses? One of the old guys.
It very well could be.
Wait, they had a season with employees who work at Amazon.
Yeah, it was Amazon versus Hulu, which is weird because Hulu didn't even exist yet at that point.
Amazon versus Google. Amazon versus
it was Amazon Eva. Versus a mom and pop bookstore.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Amazon was just a site where you could buy books?
I do. That was crazy. We're old.
And then one day it was like, oh, yeah, you didn't know Amazon sells everything now?
Yeah, literally everything.
What, that book place?
I mean, why don't they do a season where it's Amazon employees versus Walmart employees?
Your guess is as good as mine.
It's Survivor. Amazon versus Walmart. Versus Del Taco.
No. It should then be versus Walgreens.
Right. Walmart versus
Walgreens. And then versus Rite Aid, like versus CVS.
Okay, there you go. Three different there. Drugstore worker.
Versus Costco.
Everyone's Chiron as a pharmacist.
What's the most tribes? What's the most tribes they've done? Three?
The most number in one season. Four.
Why don't they do 50 tribes? Each tribe has one person. And it can just be insane.
Okay.
I do want to see 9 tribes of 2. I think that'd be interesting.
No, I don't.
9 tribes of 2. And then by episode 3, they all have to like start merging together.
I like it.
Or by episode 2, I guess.
Yeah. You know, last season, Justin, they started with 2 tribes, and then on episode 3, they divided them into 3 tribes.
Wow.
So they expanded the number of tribes. Pretty crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
I'm looking at Jeff Probst, and boy, yes. I don't know what you're talking about. This guy looks like he's about 60 in this picture.
Oh, come on.
He's pushing.
I'm telling you, dude. He looks it. He looks like an old dude.
You spend too much time in Tinseltown.
Yeah, man, you're spoiled.
You
gotta
come
your Hollywood
look at
50-year-olds
out here in the Midwest, and
yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, you're not real like me and Ryan.
Yeah.
Damn, you're right. I'm just
we're not involved with this shallow world of showbiz that you love so much.
You're right. What has become of me?
All right. Well,
what
on that
has
note,
become of me?
Should we move on to our segments?
Let's move on to our segments.
Well, before we do that, I just want to get a quick plug in here.
Yes, please.
These tops.
Far, not a quick plug.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Do your segment.
Which tops?
Well, just
are you talking about baseball
segment.
Cards?
No, look,
talking
you
about shirts? Are you talking about
sexual
positioning?
Thing.
I want to hear the plug. I'm sorry.
We're holding you to it now.
No, go ahead.
Oh, God. All right.
Right. Plug our segments at
Here
least.
Here we go. Hold up. All right. This was Hold Up, Bro. This is what's the moment that you said, hold up, bro, and you had to rewind it and check it out later.
Oh, my God. I'm so pissed because I actually had one and I've completely... It's been several days since the show aired at this point. Apologies.
All right, man. I'll lead.
And I forgot, so I'm hoping one of you mentions mine.
I probably won't. But for me, it was Debbie's sweet game moves. I wanted to see that moment where she was like, how about that? And then the other one was... when she goes up to Aubrey and she's like, what do you think of Neil?
Mm-hmm.
And Aubrey's like, I like Neil. And Debbie's like, yeah, I like Neil too. You know what I'm saying? And Aubrey's like, yeah, I think I know what you're saying. And she's like, yeah, I like Neil. I thought that was so freaking smooth. I loved it.
Very subtle. And you rewound that to watch that again?
I had to watch it again. Look, you don't get to see like really clear, sweet game moves like that very often, especially from someone like Debbie.
I think it seemed even sweeter because it was someone like Debbie.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And it took you so much by surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
I think I'm cutting in my mind to like 3 months from now when like I'm comforting Ryan's wife because he's run off with Debbie. Sorry.
No, that's not going to
happen. He never stopped thinking about Debbie. No, I know it's not going to happen. I know.
So wait, so what is this segment? This is where you look at the, you go to
what part of the episode did you want to watch again? Did you rewind your DVR, so to speak?
I did that to the section where they, where the dude had to hold the chicken.
Yeah.
You watched that again?
Yeah. I only watched it again because I was like, I just wanted to see this poor Chinese man, like go through those emotions, you know? And like, I just wanted to see that humanity on display one more time.
It was really real, wasn't it? It felt really real.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I wanted to see him, like, touch the feet and say how his feet are really cold already when he says that they have to put the chyron of his text on the subtitles, I should say.
You're looking at it right now, aren't you?
And, yeah, I've watched it several times. And, yeah, it's a powerful moment. It's the circle of life.
It's the circle of life.
It's a necessary evil. It's something that, you know, proves yet again in a microcosm that this world is very hard. There's no easy decisions in life. We will all have to face horrible, tragic things as we slowly march towards our own impending demise.
Yeah, someday we'll all be chickens in someone's hand.
Yep, just shaking as the life drains from us and we turn cold.
All right. Snakes, rats, and goats, ladies and gentlemen.
Rick and Morty, Monday nights on Adult Swim.
If you haven't driven your car off the road yet because of the hopelessness of it all, let's find out what Scott's hold-up bro moment was.
You know, I don't remember the exact words. I just think that it was a lot of... moments with Peter and Liz being overconfident.
Oh my God, yeah. There were so many. I was thinking I'd pull a clip, you know, and I got that one.
I think losing today was a blessing in disguise.
How about that?
But there were so many from Peter that I couldn't even narrow it down.
Them talking about how they were the only ones who understood the game.
Oh, and when Liz was like, we're going to shepherd them into making the
game. Yeah.
That was so condescending. It was outrageous.
Yeah, and I liked Liz, but
yeah,
yeah.
I wanted to like Liz,
right?
Definitely,
right,
You can like her. I'll give you permission. It's okay.
Well, she's no Debbie.
I think I also like rewound to like watch some of the Alicia and Sydney, like what was going on when like.
Oh, yeah, because it was happening pretty fast, yeah.
Yeah, it happened really fast, and then with Sydney, like, hiding the key and You know, I like that. I like all the deception.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. What's the time? It's time to get
ill. What's the time? It's time to get ill regrets.
All right, this is ill regrets.
I'm prepared for the next.
All right,
two.
Good. So
go ahead.
This is who is going to regret a choice they made, something they said, something they did, going down the line, and of course, Liz is off limits.
In every way, you can't. Yeah. None of us are allowed to date her. She is off limits.
Off limits.
Well, she's undateable, anyways.
She is.
She didn't make the merge.
Oh right, you're right. She made the merge. Who wants to date her? Plus, you know, a couple of us here are married.
True.
And aren't you engaged, Justin? Something
yeah.
like that. So mm-hmm. look, it's a lot going on here. Well, I think it's clear. I think it's an easy choice. I mean, come on, Peter.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
is there anybody
the
else?
Choice. I wonder, Sydney.
Peter.
I could argue Sydney, maybe.
For what? The person who you said played it perfectly?
Yeah. I would be playing devil's advocate.
What did she do? She didn't do shit.
What's your problem with her?
The fuck is your problem?
What do you hate, women?
Fucking stupid son of a bitch.
All right, guys, you got me. No, devil's advocate, she may regret telling Jason about the idol. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like...
Well, he already saw them.
He saw them.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
I know.
Come on, bro. Why are you trying to spin
this?
Hold up. I think Peter Baggins stunned.
Yeah,
Baggins
clearly
cuts.
He's the obvious choice. I'm just trying to create some discussion here.
You know what would be cool is if he started a computer company and he released a computer called the Baggins Toss.
You'd like that.
This is the level of humor Justin brings. That,
That's so stupid.
I hope we see that computer on one of your shows one day.
The bag and toss.
I'll look it up on my bag and toss.
Booting up my bag and toss.
It actually sounds like some sort of bizarre, like new age, like grocery store. You know, just bag it and toss it.
Yep, it does. Yep.
Come on down
to the bag and toss.
Do you think that? What do you think he regrets more? Like some of the decisions he made in this episode, or that little anchor tattoo he got?
Clearly,
honestly. And by the way, I want to make it clear: I'm not anti-tattoo. All right. Like if anyone's listening to this, they're putting the pieces together, and they're starting to think, "Hey, wait a minute, this guy's like prejudiced against people with tattoos." Well, you would be wrong.
No, you'd be
no,
dead.
You're picking them as winners. I mean, that doesn't seem prejudiced
yeah.
at all.
I will vouch for you. I've known you, what, like 10 years, 15 years now?
Probably, yeah.
Or at least you are not prejudiced against anybody for anything except skin color.
That's true.
That's the only thing.
Except nationality. Except
very race. Occasionally gender as well. But
right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Just race and gender are the only things. Like
That's it. But you're so cool about tattoos.
I'm super cool about tattoos.
And
as long as they're on a white person.
Sexual identity. Right. You don't care if people are gay. You just it's only skin color and
it's only skin color and gender that I get
right.
real.
Religion, you're open to anybody's religion, which
any
I respect.
Religion.
I respect.
They all fly.
Respect that about you.
But as soon as you come here with any, you know, unorthodox tone of skin, get out of here. Get out of town.
I wonder which tones exactly are the ones that are unorthodox.
Yeah, let's really get into that.
Peter
doesn't count.
I thought you were going to say what is he going to regret more, his decisions within the game or his decisions to speak about those decisions to the camera? Because he ended up being 10 times worse based on how he said what he said.
But nobody who's playing the game can see those little testimonials, right? I mean, it's not like...
Right.
Yeah.
It's just,
he's all right there. I mean,
he's all right there in terms of the game.
Yeah, I just think he's going to regret, you know, this cocky, confident, like he thinks he's got it all figured out kind of shit.
Absolutely. He does. On Twitter, he's been saying, you know, he's been sort of apologizing for that a little bit.
I'm sure he realized that night, like, oh, yeah. I didn't know what was going on here at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He had ill regrets, that's for sure. All right. Last
go ahead.
Let's get into it. We only like it if it's loud.
We only like it if it's loud. Go! I can get loud too, what the f***?
All right, that was getting loud. that was getting loud.
This
Who got
is the
loud?
Getting loud segment.
Who got loud this week? Who stood out in a good way? Debbie?
Ty. Tan. I mean, wait, Ty.
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 He stood out in a good way this week for me.
Yeah, Ty had a great episode. Ty is going to be fan favorite, no question.
He found the idol, and then he went and held the chicken as it got its head chopped off. He's the winner for me this week.
It only would have been better if he chopped the chicken's head off with the idol.
That would have been super duper cool.
I know who Ryan is going to say. I will tell you that that was you blurting that out.
Yeah.
I mean, I did like the way Caleb related. I mean, Ty stands out in a great way, but in terms of playing the game, you know, I have to go with Debbie.
Yeah.
At least the way the show was edited.
Yeah. If this is it for her in terms of playing like that, I will be so bummed out.
It could be like a Caleb. Remember when Caleb, rest in peace from Blood versus Water, had that one episode where he was like, you know, I believe they call this the catbird seat or whatever it was, where he kind of took over the show for one episode, but then he disappeared for most of the rest of the season. It could be like that, but I don't think Debbie's likely to disappear, but will player Debbie.
Yeah.
Is this a trend?
Is she going to get an opportunity to play like that again, you know?
What Debbie do you want to see go forward?
Both. I want to see the full package,
the full
unit.
Debbie.
The full
Debbie.
Yeah, I
the
want
full
it all.
Unit.
Yeah.
You want the crazy character and the surprising.
Yes. I loved her before she became a strategic mastermind.
Yeah, she's one hell of a unit. She's got a unit.
Debbie's
like
unit.
We talked about
tonight on CBS.
She could still, and there's still an idol at the Brains tribe.
There you go. Yeah.
Yep, she'll get that tribe unit.
So we'll see what happens. I'm excited. The season so far has been great.
It's been a good season.
I'm really enjoying it. We'll see. We'll see though. You know, if everyone gets
could
killed.
Use a little more Jeff Probst, you know, just a little bit more.
Sure.
You know what I could use less of is Jason yelling at Sydney during the challenge and the edit making it seem like he had something to do with her winning the game for them. Did you guys notice that?
Oh,
Jason
was yelling like left. And Jeff was like, Jason really getting in there and helping Sydney. He was just yelling what direction to go. She knows that she has to move the ball left.
Yeah, she's not retarded, guys. I mean, so that's, she knows what to do.
I wonder if that wasn't a sort of a winner's edit moment for Jason because we needed to see that he was in control of that somehow. It was really obnoxious, though.
When you say winner's edit, you mean that he won the game and they're back. They're building
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think he won, guys. Sorry.
Because obviously, every season, they have the opportunity to lay in all the reasons why somebody won.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's not very fair. Has the season ever been spoiled?
Multiple times, yep.
Really?
In fact, I will say this to our listeners. If you don't want to know who gets medevaced next week, do not look at anything about this show. Because it's widely known. I actually don't
know. Oh, really? I don't want to know.
Yeah, it's widely known who gets medevaced.
I'm Googling it right now.
Please don't. Please wait till after.
Don't tell us. Don't tell us. You're our friend, so I trust that you won't.
Anyway.
What?
It's Jeff Probst? He's the one who gets medevaced?
What's the season? What is this? They're in what?
Jeff's like, call the helicopters. I have diarrhea.
They're in Guatemala? What are they?
Philippines.
No, come on. What is it? I saw it started with a G. It's like Gubablia or something.
It's Gubablia.
Yeah, please.
They're in some weird fucking place. Hold on. I have a plug. I have an important plug.
Yes, we want you.
We've said it all. We want to hear some plugs.
It's Chan Lo? Chan Lo? Or is that just the name of the
It's one of the that's one of the tribe names.
Gondol? Oh, it's Koa Rong.
Koa Rong.
Koa Rong.
Otherwise it's in Cambodia, but all right.
Otherwise known as what? I'm listening.
Cambodia.
Well, no, because last season was called Survivor Cambodia. So yeah.
Gave it a different name, I know, but it's in Cambodia. Anyways.
Well, what's the deal? Like, is this season 32, guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So please.
I have a plug that I'd like to do.
Let's hear it. Been waiting for at least what, 20 minutes for this?
So, my plug is
yeah. Oh god, a quick plug.
Foreverspin.com. Every spinning top that leaves our hands to become part of your life, and we mean every single one, is built on the same belief that a top is more than just a toy, that above all, a top must be absolutely simple, elegant, and designed forever. Quality spinning tops, foreverspin.com.
Great.
Thank you.
Great.
Wow.
Well,
so, that was our first commercial.
Yeah,
as well.
It was. And it
no
was...
money for that. I just went to the site. Wow.
You That's didn't
very
get any money, Scott.
Sophisticated site for a spinning top company.
You're going to get a top?
I might have to buy a top.
Got to get that top. You got to get a top.
I love their jingle.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you been living your life without a top, you know?
It's a good question.
So do you guys want to know? Do you guys want to know who gets?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
You know, one of my favorite.
You said it all for real.
One of my favorite quotes about tops was Mitt Romney in the last election. He was struggling to make semi-casual conversation at some place he was appearing. He was like, "I love it here, whatever city it was. The warmth, and you know, the men are out there wearing their with their shirts, and the ladies have I guess you call them tops." Like, what? I still don't know what he was talking about.
It's yeah. stuck. Well, Romney
it's stuck.
Bought...
Whenever I hear tops, I think of Mitt Romney struggling to describe a woman's
well,
shirt.
You know, he should have done this plug, shouldn't he?
Well, I'm saying they should get him singing that song. You gotta get that top.
You gotta get a top. Don't fuck around.
Oh man.
So you guys, Roiland,
you
guys
said it all.
We don't. We don't want to know. We don't.
Can I tell you?
Please don't.
You can't. But you can tell us where we can find you on the internet, Twitter, etc.
Just go to foreverspin.com and buy a top.
Okay,
get the tungsten.
So
I hear the tungsten's a good one if you can afford
good.
It.
Sounds good. So Justin, if people want to tweet you their favorite kind of top, how can they do that?
It's just at Justin Roiland on Twitter.
All right, great. And I'm at Ryan Elder Music. And Scott, where can people?
Oh,
find
me.
You?
Yeah. Yes, at Forever Tops
.com
or at Scott Chernoff, but most of that will just redirect to Forever Tops.
Have you guys seen this commercial? This like it's I think it's for a medicine, and it's like really sad people holding like a poorly drawn happy face on like a paper plate up to their face.
I have not. This sounds good.
It's for Rexulti.
Oh, it's like a prescription drug? Yeah.
Yeah, Rexulti is a prescription medication for
ask your doctor about
depression.
Rexulti.
Is it one of those that has like a minute long list of things
they all
that
do.
Happen to you if you take it?
Well, why do you bring it up?
Because it's on TV right now and commercial's really
weird. Reading a play by play of what you're watching on TV.
It's just a weird commercial, man. One of the weirdest.
Well, I'm all glad right. that this while been, doing our been, podcast, you're able to multitask.
What is Justin watching on TV?
There was some
podcast?
News. There was some news about Rick and Morty and when it's coming back. When can all of your fans? You have a lot of fans who are both Survivor and Rick and Morty fans.
Believe it or not, there are a lot.
There should be. I'm one of those people. When will it come back?
Harmon had said something somewhere that got some traction on some of these websites, but there's no actual date
locked
set.
In date yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't I think he was saying something that at one time was the case, but may not be the case. Very, very, very likely won't be the case. But so we'll see. I mean, we're working our asses off on it right now. So
yeah.
So hopefully, before the asteroid hits Earth, it'll hit the airwaves.
So the news is that there is no news.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
You heard it I'm here really, first, folks.
I'm really glad I brought it up.
If anyone's listening to this who isn't a Survivor fan, just waiting to see if there's any Rick and Morty related news drops, well, I'm sorry to say, not on this round. But
that's
a
big headline, though.
But I will say who gets medevaced out next week.
No.
You won't. You don't want to know?
No, I don't.
Come on. You're going to love it.
I'd rather know what happens on Rick and Morty, and I don't want to know that either. I don't want any spoilers.
What it is? when does Survivor air? When does the show air?
Wednesday nights, 8/7 Central.
So we'll all find out together as a nation Wednesday night.
Yep.
Okay. All right, fine.
But yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to thank Justin for joining us tonight.
I too would like to thank Justin for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan, I'd like to thank you as well.
And Scott, I would like to thank you.
I'd like to thank you guys.
I'd like to say you're welcome.
I'd like to thank you.
But I won't.
I'd like to thank you.
I'd like to thank you. I'd like to respond with courtesy, but I just can't and I won't.
I can't bring myself to do it.
I'd like to thank you.
Look, we all have our own morals and our own ethics.
Thank you.
And Justin has his thing with the color of people's skin, and I have my thing with thanking people. And it just,
look, I just
never can't. The twain shall meet.
Yeah.
I'm actually, it's interesting. I'm actually going in to get a surgery. It's like a very new surgery on my eyes. So that they're actually going to go in and do a surgery on the inner part of my eye. Mm-hmm. That makes everyone's skin the same color to me.
That's
so
great.
That I don't ever have to worry about, that whole issue anymore.
Well, that's good that you're being proactive about this.
Yeah,
you understand it's an issue.
You may have actually stumbled onto the cure for racism.
I hope so, because it's more of a weird sort of reaction to different colors than anything else,
It's more of a chemical thing, really.
It's certainly not coming from a place of hate at all. It's just a strange...
It's not coming from a place of hate, but it is going to a place of hate. It is arriving at a place of hate.
Oh, man. The world's most lovable racist.
You've said it all.
I'm not really racist, in case anyone listening doesn't understand irony. Is it irony?
Sure, we'll go with that.
I don't know. I'd like to thank you guys
for
letting me on.
And calling you a racist.
I'd like to say you're welcome.
You guys are all great, but I'm going to go back to my life.
Me too.
That exists outside of this podcast, but I love you.
All right.
I love you. Justin, thank you. Thank you so much.
I don't want to go back.
I want to see you. I want to hang out with you.
Yeah. We got to. Well, let's hang out.
Do it all.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
The tribe has spoken. Now I'm going to put out your little lamp with my lamp stopper.